Two BC stockbrokers are challenging their regulator's authority to appeal a hearing panel decision that cleared them of allegations that they failed in their gatekeeper obligations. The Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization, CHIRO, had filed a request for review, appeal, with the BC Securities Commission, BCSC, after a CHIRO hearing panel cleared Tamer Inglesby and Kale Nishimura of Pi Financial Corp., now known as Ventum Financial Corp., of the allegations in July 2024. The stockbrokers' lawyers Oe Ahmed and Jessica Mank of McCarthy Tétrault argued before a commission review panel that CHIRO has no jurisdiction to appeal the CHIRO hearing panel. The issue, said Mank, is whether CHIRO is an affected person, and thus has standing at the commission to appeal. We say they do not, Mank told the review panel January 23. Mank lumped together CHIRO enforcement staff and the hearing panel, which is said to be independent of the former. Why does CHIRO need a right of appeal? CHIRO has already made a decision. The interests really being advanced here is that of CHIRO staff. It is not possible for them to be affected. They are a public interest actor, said Mank, who proceeded to argue case law favors her position. Mank said the Court of Appeal of Alberta has ruled against investment regulators appealing decisions before the Alberta Securities Commission and that ruling ought to apply here in BC. But CHIRO counsel Jagdeep Kunkun argued similar cases have been tried at BC Court of Appeal with opposite outcomes. Kunkun also pointed to differences between the two provincial securities acts. Since 2006 there have been numerous review hearings brought by CHIRO that the commission has rendered decisions on, said Kunkun. This commission has an oversight function in order to protect the public, and not allowing a review would deprive the public interest mandate both CHIRO and the BCSC were formed to champion, said Kunkun. CHIRO's mandate is to maintain integrity of the capital markets. CHIRO is directly affected, it directly affects its mandate, added Kunkun. The commission's representative agreed that CHIRO is directly affected by its hearing panel decision. The review is otherwise scheduled for 3 days this month. Case tied to Bridgemarq Group transactions. The allegations largely concerned how Inglesby and Nishimura facilitated penny stock transactions between December 2017 and October 2018 for West Vancouver resident Cameron Paddock and others, cited by the commission as the Bridgemarq Group, who allegedly participated in a consultant scheme abusive to the capital markets. And while the commission dropped many allegations, it reached several administrative settlements with key respondents, including Paddock, who admitted to insider trading and conduct that was abusive to the capital markets through a pattern of acquiring and then selling shares of companies for which he was acting as a consultant. The CHIRO Enforcement Division alleged in its hearing notice that Paddock, among others, used the services of Nishimura and Inglesby to deposit company shares and withdraw money via trading accounts. CHIRO alleged the duo facilitated activity for several accounts, which generated a number of indicators or red flags which suggested that the accounts may have engaged in suspicious activity. One red flag was uneconomic trading, CHIRO stated. But the CHIRO panel sided with Pi Financial, whose Vice President of Compliance, Corporate Secretary and Chief Compliance Officer Richard Thomas testified. Thomas's testimony was unique in so much that in addition to his long-standing executive role at PI Financial, Ventum, dating back to 2003 when he became president of the brokerage, Thomas is chair of the CHIRO Pacific Regional Council. He is also a member of the CHIRO National Hearing Committee, and is listed as an adjudicating member on CHIRO hearing panels for the Pacific District. Thomas noted CHIRO staff did not challenge his participation before the hearing panel. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca